Hey there, folks. Paul here, signing in for another video. Hello. Welcome. Welcome back, perhaps. Thanks so much for taking the time to come and join with me. Now, today we're going to continue on our study series here in the book of Luke, and we're in Luke chapter 8. I'm going to start looking at some parables here and just dig in a little bit deeper on these over the next sort of couple of videos. And the reason for that is Jesus spent a lot of time teaching from parables. And here we even begin to see some of the reason behind why he teaches in parables as well. So I want to spend that time for you because we can learn so much about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, as it is explained through the parables. So turn to Luke chapter 8 for me if you're not there already yet. And we'll look at, let's see, from verse 4, probably only down to about 10 today. We've got the parable of the sower and the seed, which if you've been around church for any time, you'd be familiar with this one. And then we see briefly also just the purpose of parables as well. So let's have a look at this and then we'll come back with some comments. All right. Verse 4 of Luke chapter 8. And it says, when a great multitude had gathered, they came to him. This is Jesus from every city. And he spoke to them in a parable. A sower, he says, went out to sow the seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, the path. And it was trampled down, and then the birds of the air devoured it. Verse 6, some of the seed, fell on the rock. But as soon as sort of it sprang up, as soon as it started to grow, it withered away because it lacked moisture or depth of root. Verse 7, some of the seed fell among thorns, and then the thorns sprang up, and they choked it. But verse 8, others of the seed, this is, fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop a hundredfold. And then when he had said these things, he cried out, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. It's a curious verse, that one. We'll come back to it. Verse 9, his disciples asked him, going, what does this parable mean? What's this story mean? I don't understand. And he said to them, verse 10, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it's given in parables, saying, seeing, and he's quoting here from Scripture, he says, seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now, this is actually one of two different parables that Jesus does explain in full. This one, and then also the parable of the wheat and the tares. We find both of them also in the parallel Bible, if I can say that. You would say the parallel is where it's also taught in the Gospels, and this is in Matthew chapter 13. So it's a bit of a mouthful. This parable has a parallel in Matthew 13. And the reason why these two parables, the sower and the seed and the wheat and the tares, are so important is that they actually give us keys to understanding all of them. And we see that, I think it's actually in Mark, where similar is also mentioned. And of course, each of them, and I'm sure you've heard it if you've been around for a while, each of them is a sermon on its own, but that isn't our purpose today. Each of them, yes, teaches valuable truths about our Christian life. And that's what I want to look at today. So, in the coming videos, we're also going to do a quick sidestep, and we're going to have a look in Matthew, and maybe over the next two or three videos, not quite sure yet, so we can explain. I want us to spend a bit of time, as I said, one of only two parables that Jesus explains in full. I think that means it's important, and we should spend that time. So the first question I want to look at here is verse 9. Why parables? His disciples asked him, going, what does this parable, this story, mean? And he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it's given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and that hearing they may not hear. And we often see here, we've already referenced it, references to, you know, the kingdom of God. We see that. And Jesus' message here is about the kingdom of God coming to man. And at that time, as we've spoken about before, the greater message, the children of Israel, they'd missed this point. They'd elevated, or perhaps maybe I should say downgraded instead, the kingdom of God to a means of following rules, following regulations, you know, following the plans, procedures, and paperwork of men kind of thing. And it's interesting, still even to this day, yes, we see such in the modern church in various areas. But at this time, Jesus came to reveal to them what it was, little by little, bit by bit, you know, bite by bite, the mystery that was being revealed. However, what we see here is not to all. This is interesting. To you, it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. To you it has been given. This is what I'm now breaking down and sharing with you. To you it has been given, but to the rest it is given in parables that they may not see and that they may not understand. So parables do two things. Understand this for me, please. Hear this. They reveal truth to those who are willing to receive it. And then they conceal truth from those whose hearts were already resistant and shut off. In Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, let me just read that. You can make a note for yourself. Hearing you will hear and shall not understand. Seeing you will see and not perceive. Sound familiar? Make the hearts of this people dull and their ears heavy and shut their eyes. This is prophecy for the time yet to come. So parables, first and foremost, I want to spend that time on this video, the purpose of the parables. First and foremost, they expose the condition of the heart. So Jesus, he's not trying to hide the truth here from people who are honestly seeking after him. He was speaking in a way that would reveal those who really truly wanted to hear, those who were soft-hearted, those who pressed in closer, those who would draw near, they asked, they listened, they received, they followed explanation. That's for the people looking to learn. He revealed that to them. But those who were hard-hearted, they just heard a story and they went away unchanged. In verse 8 we read, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. We see this often in Scripture. In verse 18 we read, therefore take heed to how you hear. This is our heart's posture. The issue isn't hearing. The issue is hearing rightly, hearing correctly, hearing willingly. That's what I want to look at. So it's also good, I believe, to understand that parables are God's response to people who have already shut themselves out to the truth as well. It's not, there are those who hear and then those who don't want to. They're not even looking for it. They're not seeking after it. They're judging even before they hear. And I remember in my business training over the years, I think it was Stephen R. Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. One of them was, let's see if I won't get it right. This is paraphrasing from 20 years ago. Seek first to understand before being understood. Now, what that simply means is to listen, and this may have even been one of the others, listen with the intent to hear, not with the intent to reply. Now, if you've never heard that before, you may need to give a moment's pause to think about it. When we listen, when we hear something, too often we have this thought already in our head and we just want to reply. No matter what they say, this is our reply. But what we're seeing here is the same problem also held so many back because they were judging Jesus and the parables before they even got there. This is us looking to reply before we hear. Whereas instead, if we listen to someone with the intent to actually hear and to understand before formulating a reply, this is the inquisitive mind. This is the one who seeks rightly in such manner. And Matthew actually makes this really clear. Matthew 13:13, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, and they do not understand. Notice that he doesn't say that they are, you know, just neutral people, you know, being selectively blocked from hearing the message, rather than they do not see and they do not hear. And so also, and we'll come this to more detail later, I hope, if time allows, in Matthew 13, verses 14 to 15, we see in them, and there's actually a bit more time given in Matthew as to the purpose of parables, which is why I'm doing a little bit of both. And in them, the prophecy of Isaiah, what did we just read from? Isaiah is fulfilled. And this is Jesus speaking. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes have closed. And that last phrase, it really does matter. And their eyes have closed. They first chose not to see. And then God confirms for them that condition. They weren't locked out of the message. They chose before they even got there that they weren't going to hear. They were not coming to church to be changed by the message. They were coming to church to judge it. Do you see the difference? That's the modern parallel for us. We don't hear in order to understand. We hear because we've got our reply and our point of view to come through. This is what I'm going to say. And I'm just going to say now, as a guy, this is a really difficult thing, particularly for many of us men, to do, even with those whom we love the most, our wives and our children and our families. But what we see here, parables don't create blindness to a message. They don't. They confirm, they expose the listener's heart, even some people's chosen blindness. So parables are designed to reveal the condition of the heart and what's inside. They ask us to look inwards, not just see outwards. Third point, truth is given by grace. Truth is given by grace, not grasped by natural ability. So Luke 8 verse 10 says, to you it has been given. And that's important. We need to understand that the kingdom is something, understanding of the kingdom is actually granted by God. And it ties in with here, I've got a note, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 14, if you're taking notes, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So the disciples didn't understand because they were cleverer than anybody else. They understood because God was merciful in opening up and giving them light to see it. This is why. Two more points before we wrap up. Number one, parables, they both hide and they invite. They reveal and they conceal. So parables are not only judgment, they are literally a merciful calling. This is why I think Jesus used so many parables to help reveal these things. They veil from the proud truth, but they draw in and reveal to the humble. The person who truly wants to understand them will come closer and ask. And the disciples, they did. They wanted to understand. And that's what we see in the pattern of the parallel accounts in Scripture. Mark 4:10. But when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. Because parables actually separate, and this is what I love about parables, they separate the casual listener from the true seeker. I think we need more of that in church today. Rather than just dumb it down, we need to also speak in such manner that it lifts up those who want to know. The same pattern, it's throughout Scripture, and you can actually trace a theme for this throughout the New Testament as well. No problem. John 12, verse 37 through to 40, read that section. If you're taking notes, though Jesus had done many signs, it says many still did not believe. And then Isaiah 6 is actually quoted again right there and then. Acts 28, 25 onwards, Paul also applies Isaiah 6, this section we read earlier, to those who would not receive the gospel. This is the pattern of revealing or concealing. It's making a decision to respond before listening. That's really what it comes down to. And so Jesus spoke in parables often because the kingdom, it's not understood. It can't be understood by intelligence, but it's received by faith. It's received by humility. And the parables revealed truth to those who were willing to hear. This is the key, to those who were willing. And I've got to believe that you right here now listening to this, you are willing. You wouldn't have made it to the end of the video if you weren't. Exposes the blindness of those who have already hardened their hearts towards God. That's what parables do. They're an invitation to the humble and they're a judgment to the proud. That's the whole point and the purpose of the parables. And I'm going to recommend, and we will jump into Matthew in the next video, but take a look at the parallel section between Luke 8 and Matthew 13 there. And look at the section particularly that we're spoken about today, which is the purpose of parables. And in Mark's account, we see Jesus even saying, how can you not understand this? And then saying, if you understand this parable, you will understand them all. Now, that's paraphrasing, but that's the intent and the purpose. This parable is the key to unlocking everything. That's why we'll spend the time on it. God bless. We'll see you in that next video. Talk soon. Bye-bye.